So, Professor Ronald Van Rijn, welcome to Microscopia.
Thank you.
In this interview, we wanted to talk about red dengue virus. And our first question is, what is dengue virus and how is it transmitted?
A dengue virus is obviously a virus. It's from a family called flaviviruses. It's an RNA virus, which means that in the viral particle, there's one single strand of RNA. And the virus exists as globally as four serotypes, dengue 1, 2, 3, and 4, with a different, a little bit of a different distribution across the globe. And importantly, this virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, and it's two species of mosquitoes mainly, Aedes albopictus and Aedes aegypti. And so without mosquitoes, there's no transmission of this particular virus. And so the name of these sort of viruses is called arthropod-borne viruses, or short, arboviruses.
What is the cycle of the life of the mosquito?
Okay, so like I guess many mosquitoes, Aedes mosquitoes develop from eggs into larvae. And so the eggs are laid in fresh water. And so the larvae develop. There's a few larval stages. And then it pupates, so it becomes a pupae, still in the water. And then the larvae develops into an adult mosquito, which then can emerge and then have their adult life cycle as a mosquito as we know it. Females do feed on blood. Males feed mostly on nectar from flowers. And once the male and the female mate, they will the female will lay an egg raft in the water again, and so the cycle cycle continues. And so the particular mosquitoes that that transmit dengue virus, the Aedes mosquitoes that I referred to earlier, they like to lay their eggs in still standing fresh water, and they love to feed on humans, and so they usually also live in close proximity to humans. And this is why this particular mosquito is such a good transmitter of arboviruses, like dengue virus.
And what happens when a mosquito becomes infected? Does the mosquito become sick from the infection?
Yeah, that's interesting, because it seems so that when the mosquito takes a blood meal of somebody who is infected with dengue, and there's high levels of dengue in this particular infected person, the mosquito becomes infected with the virus, and funnily enough, the mosquito doesn't really suffer from it. So the virus replicates first in the gut, and then it escapes to the hemolymph, which is sort of the blood of the mosquito. It spreads through the body of the mosquito, and then it reaches the salivary glands, and there the virus replicates further until there's very high levels of virus. And when the mosquito takes a blood meal in a new non-infected person, then the virus can be transmitted. And so apparently the mosquito doesn't really suffer so much from the infection. We think that it is because mosquitoes have actually also a sort of an immune system against these viruses, which is actually a very interesting system that we study in our lab as well. And it's called RNA interference. And it seems that that system recognizes the viral RNA and then degrades it into small chunks. And so this immune system of the mosquito contributes to, probably contributes to the fact that these mosquitoes don't get really sick. Nevertheless, they cannot fully clear the virus. So that is why the infection can be transmitted again to a next person. So it's a very interesting dynamics, and we study this immune system of the mosquito in detail because we'd like to understand whether there's any possibilities to interfere with the transmission.
And what are the classical symptoms of dengue virus disease?
Yeah, so the symptoms are, there's many different symptoms, and they're not super specific, so that makes it also very hard to sort of recognize an infection as specifically a dengue virus infection. And so usually after being infected, day of 4 or 5 after infection, there can be symptoms like fever, headaches, pain behind the eyes, joint pain, muscle pain, nausea, vomiting. And so quite so sort of general symptoms in a way. And in some cases, and it's only a minority of the cases, there can be more severe symptoms like more severe internal bleedings and shock And this sort of infections are called dengue shock syndrome. And so it is a very severe infection, and it is very highly prevalent across the globe. Fortunately, the really severe cases are still a minority.
And is there any treatment for dengue virus? Is there any vaccine?
No, so there's no, let's say, typical antiviral drugs that directly target the virus. So if somebody gets infected, there's not really, there's a person can be supported with liquids, and there can be pain relievers can be given, like paracetamol. But for the rest, it's taking rest, drinking enough fluids, and then if it doesn't proceed into a very severe infection, usually the infection recovers. As to a vaccine, there's no vaccine available yet. Trials are ongoing in which several new vaccine candidates are tested, but for now, there's no actual vaccine for this particular virus. And so the best way to prevent yourself from being infected is actually quite simply prevent being bitten by this mosquito.
Could you please tell us something about your recent publication on antiviral compounds against dengue virus?
Yeah, sure, I would love to. Yeah, so this is a large part of our lab is working on, let's say, this immune system of the mosquito, but another part of my lab is actually pursuing finding compounds that inhibit dengue virus. And so this is still very much lab work, so we're very far from any applications. But what we have done is we in our recent publication in Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy, we're describing that actually a derivative of paracetamol, a metabolite of paracetamol, this metabolite is called AM404, is actually able to inhibit replication of dengue virus in cells.
And how did you identify the compound?
So we found this particular compound in actually a high throughput screen. So what we did was we have a dengue virus derivative that expresses luciferase, which you can easily measure in the lab. We treated the cells that carry this particular virus with a library of small compounds, about a few hundred of them. And these compounds are called the clinical collection, and is provided by the National Institute of Health of the USA. And these compounds have been used previously in humans for other diseases or in other clinical trials. And so our hope was that by screening this library, we would find inhibitors of dengue virus. And since they have been used in already in humans, that these compounds already are safe for use. And so we screened this particular luciferase expressing dengue virus, and we asked for each compound, okay, does this inhibit dengue virus or not? Does this one inhibit dengue virus or not? And from the screen, we found a few compounds that indeed inhibited dengue virus replication. And one of them that we described now in our recent paper is this molecule called AM404. And we find that it's inhibiting replication of this virus that expresses the luciferase gene, but also to some extent the wild type virus, so the normal virus. Although I have to say that there's clearly inhibition of replication. It's not super strong. So this is not a particular drug that is going to be probably not going to be used as an actual drug in the clinic. So this is basically the first step in identifying new inhibitors.
So you found in your publication that the virus can become resistant to the drug. Why is this important?
Yeah, so AM404 has many different activities in the cell, and so we wanted to understand a little bit better how it works and how it inhibits the virus. It is not so trivial to find out exactly the mechanism how this particular compound inhibits the virus. We think it's not directly binding viral proteins, but we think it's affecting the cell in such a way that the virus doesn't replicate so well. So I think this compound inhibits a particular pathway that the virus needs to amplify itself, to replicate. And so as an alternative, we try to raise resistant viruses. So we culture the virus in the presence of this drug, and we hope to find mutants that are not sensitive to the drug anymore. And so we found them. That tells you, of course, that if this would be a drug used in humans, that resistance could occur. So that is, of course, a problem. But from a scientific point of view, it's interesting because we found where the resistant mutations are located. And we found that they are located in a gene. It's called NS4B, which is not a very well understood protein of the virus. But the fact that we find mutations in NS4B that confer resistance to this compound suggests that this protein is an indirect target for AM404. And so that means that NS4B may be a good target for drug development. And this is also in line with previous work of another group from Paiyong Shi, who's also found new inhibitors for dengue virus that actually target NS4B. And this is actually quite new, because most antiviral drugs thus far from other viruses target either the polymerase enzyme or the protease enzyme. And so this is an enzyme that is not enzymatic like those, and still it seems to be a good target for drug development.
So is that your next step in your publication, in your research? What is the next step in your line of research?
Yeah, we would love to know how AM404 is inhibiting dengue virus. Because if we understand that particular mechanism, so if we know how this compound is inhibiting the virus, we know a little bit more about the molecular biology of the virus, what is needed for the virus to replicate. But also if we identify a particular cellular pathway as being responsible for the antiviral effects, we think that we could also those could also be targets for new drug development. So that is where we want to go with this particular line of research. And of course, as I said before, also the work on the small RNA, so RNA interference as an antiviral pathway in mosquitoes, is something that we're pursuing in great detail.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Okay, well, my pleasure.
All right, well, thank you very much. We really appreciate your participation.